to see each of you here tonight with your Bibles ready to study. If you take your Bible this evening and will turn with me to the Galatian letter and the second chapter, I want to read with you verse 20 to get the thought for our study. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. At this time, Paul, writing to the churches throughout Galatia, brings to their mind a great truth. He says in verse 20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." I've often thought about, back in the Bible days, when they made the cross of Jesus Christ. I've often wondered if the man who designed the wood for that particular cross, if he ever recognized that he was building the death instrument for Jesus Christ. When they took those two pieces of wood and nailed them together, had they ever thought that that was going to be used to build the cross for the Son of the living God? I've often thought about, in Scripture, the importance of the cross. You'll find that here in Galatians chapter 2, that the Apostle Paul refers to his past, and Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." In other words, he said, "My old life, the former life, has now ceased. I am a new man in Christ. I no longer live just to fulfill my fleshly desires, but I now live to fulfill the will of God." But then I begin to think about that in the lives of others, that there are many crosses. And I begin to think about there are many cross makers. And what I'd like to do for just a few moments of our time is consider several cross makers. I want us to stop and think about that many people make a cross, and many times they make a cross that is heavy to bear. The first thing I want to think about is what one might call the self-made cross. There are many people that are so busy making their own crosses today that they don't take up the cross of the Scripture. They don't take up the cross that Jesus called us to take up. In your Bible, in the book of Matthew, in the 16th chapter, Jesus said in verse 24, that if any man desires to follow me, let him first deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But many people never take up the cross Jesus called them to take up because they're too busy being a cross maker and they're making their own cross. And they make what one might call a self-made cross. They do that by making themselves understand not what the Bible says, but they become people that are looking for offense. There are some people that are what one might call too sensitive. They wear their feelings on their shoulders. They are people that are easily offended. And they have what one might call a self-made cross. They're always looking for somebody to say something wrong. They're always looking for somebody to not say hello. And they're always looking for an excuse to say that they've been afflicted. Have you ever met somebody that way? That they're always looking for an excuse to say that they've been slighted? And if someone forgets to say hi to them, they sew up, they pout, and I'll tell you what, their feelings are hurt. They think that they're going to quit serving God. And I'll tell you what they've done. They've not taken up the cross of Christ. They've made themselves a cross. And they're carrying a burden they should not carry. But then some have what one might call a suffering complex. They feel like they suffer more than others, and no matter what their problem is, they think they've one up you. Have you ever noticed there are some people that no matter what some issues being faced, they feel like they have it worse? I've seen some in local churches when an individual's got a problem, and we call for prayers, and someone will come up and say, "Oh, you think you got it bad? You ought to see my life." And there are some people, they think that they can always go one greater. They think that their life is always worse. And I think about how many people have made this self-made cross. They're not a cross maker in any other way, but they bear for themselves burdens they ought not bear. But then I think about sometimes, some carry the self-made cross of complaining. You know, there are some people that all they want to do is complain. There are some people, my friend, that if you get around them, you can't wait to get away from them. Because as soon as you get around them, they're going to start their list of complaints. And may I say with all kindness and yet candor, if people are running from you, don't make yourself a cross. Stop and look at yourself. Could it be that you've become an individual that's too sensitive? Could it be that you become an individual that's under a suffering complex? And could it be that you're an individual that complains so much? If all you ever do is tell everybody how bad they are or what they're not doing or how you don't appreciate them, I'll tell you what eventually they'll do. They'll do whatever they can to get away from you. Now, that may not be kind, but I want to tell you that's exactly right. And a lot of people, they are suffering, and the reason they suffer is not because they're carrying the cross of Christ. They're carrying a cross they made. They're carrying their own burden, and they're carrying it because of their attitude. But I want to tell you something else. Many times young people carry a cross. And many times the young people make up their cross, and they look at it and they say, well, nobody cares. And they want to blame their parents. They want to blame the preacher. They want to blame the local church. And they want to say that they give too many rules and they don't treat us right. And yet so many times you'll find young people that they have the same complex adults have. And yet, my friend, every one of those is a self-made cross. So when I think back to that individual, whoever made the cross of Christ, I recognize that cross makers are still in business today. And there are some that are making a self-made cross. They're making it and they're living with it and they're carrying it. And I think about the reason there are too many cross makers in business today is a lot of people are making their own cross. But then I want to tell you something else. Not only do you see individuals with the self-made cross, but we need to stop and think of another cross maker, and that is the devil. I want you to think about the devil's cross. And I want you to understand that people make a decision on what cross they're going to carry. Some carry their own cross. Some carry the devil's cross. And they're weighed down daily and don't realize it. They do not look at what the Bible says about sin. And thus they're carrying the burden of sin. They're killing the guilt of sin. And they don't realize that it nails them to the devil's cross. They are living with the familiarity of this world. They've become accustomed to sin. They do not see the repulsiveness of sin, and thus they've embraced that which God has declared is wrong. Have you ever looked at and thought about, my friend, how people are carrying the grief and the burdens of this world? They think this world will give them what they want, and yet, my friend, I'll tell you what they're really carrying is the devil's cross. I think about people tonight who are looking for peace of mind. When he got on the plane heading back from Israel, a big old fella sat down beside me, and I just thought, man, he looks like a jolly green giant. Big fella. And when he sat down, I recognized I wasn't going to get that armrest for several hundred miles. And there I thought, I paid for my ticket, and I'm trying to get my elbow down there just to rest it for a minute. And there he was. He had collapsed, and he was asleep. And he woke up halfway through it, and he looked at me. He said, how long have I been asleep? I said, 5 hours. He rolled over and he slept another long time. And when we got done, he said, thank goodness for this medication. And I thought about it. You ever thought there's some people, they're just looking to numb the anxieties of life. Now, I'm not putting down an individual who might need medication. I recognize there are things in my life, I need medication. But I'm talking about there are some people that are going out and they're taking alcohol, they're taking drugs not prescribed to them, they're doing whatever they can to alter their consciousness. They're getting addicted to pornography, they're getting involved in relationships that God has not sanctioned, they're going out and finding everything under the sun just to ease their mind. And I'll tell you what they're doing. They're going through life without facing reality. Some people, they can't wait for the weekend because they want to get away from reality. And you think about how many people want to escape the problems of life. They look for whatever they can. I'm not talking about something prescribed. I'm talking about an individual trying to take something into their own hands. And then I'll tell you what, my friend, they believe all the lies of this world. Have you ever watched the commercials? You ever noticed on the commercials, they'll be watching the football game and all of a sudden they'll put up all the beer commercials. And if you ever notice, they say enjoy the good life, enjoy the high life. and they always have the people sitting around having fun, and people say, that's what I'm looking for. They go out and find whatever it is they think they're saying. I'll tell you what they never show you. They never show you the drunk under the bridge who don't have a home. They never show you the individual who plows through people because they're intoxicated. They never show you the individual who's lost their family because they become an addict, whether it be gambling, drugs, whatever it may be. All they want to do is sell their product, and they sell a lie. And there are people who will do whatever they can to numb their consciousness, to numb the reality of life. They're looking for answers. And you know what the devil will do? He will do whatever he can to keep you from facing truth. He sells a lie. He's the father of all lies. And I want to tell you that we've got people in this nation who turn away from God, curse God, curse God's law. They're in perversion, they're in homosexuality, they're in anything that God has condemned, and they're looking for happiness, and my friend, they're looking in all the wrong places. You ever looked in all the wrong places? Some mornings I get up, I look for my phone, I look for my billfold, I look for my keys, and I spend the whole morning looking for all three of them. And you know what I do? I look in all the wrong places. And yet some people spend their whole life looking for answers, and they look in all the wrong places. And I'll tell you what they've done. They've nailed themselves to the devil's cross. But I want you to think about another cross. I want you to think about some people on the cross, and they're on that cross because they're trying to lead and trying to do what's right. I think about individuals who are in a local church, the elders, men who lead the flock. Many times they're put upon a cross because people are always on the lead. And sometimes they're that way with preachers. They're always on individuals. Sometimes we look at somebody, and if we're not getting what we want, we put them on the cross. But I want you to look at one last cross. I want you to look at the Lord's cross. And look at Jesus being put up on His cross. And see, He's put there by the sinner. And I want us to recognize that He tells us and He calls us to bear our cross. Crosses are important as they are related to our lives. Open your Bible and look at what the Apostle Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians 15. In 1 Corinthians 15, when Paul is writing, Paul says a very important statement for us. In the present, crosses are important. Because as Paul is writing, he says in verse 31, I die daily. Every day I must take up my cross. Every day I must die to that old life, to the old things, to the ways of the devil, to the ways that are wicked, to the ways that are contrary to God. I die daily present. But as he said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I've died to the past. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And I want to tell you, today we need to see the importance of taking up our cross. We need to see the importance of taking up the right cross. We need to see the importance of taking up the Lord's cross. And what I need to do in my life is I need to die daily to those things that hinder me from being a disciple. I've thought about in my life, you know what I am? I'm a broken person. I know my sins. I know my weaknesses. I know my shortcomings. And any man who doesn't see his own sins, his own weaknesses, his own shortcomings, is blinded to sin. Every one of us need to realize we're broken people. But who makes us whole? Who makes us complete? How did He do it? Through His cross. And when I think about the cross of Christ, I think about what Paul says in Romans chapter 6. When Paul was writing to the church at Rome, he wanted them to understand about the death of Christ compared to our death. Notice what he says in Romans 6, chapter verse 3. Do you not know that many of us, as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into what? His death. Therefore, we were buried with him. How? Through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Watch it, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. That old life's gone. Now the problem is it keeps coming back and we got to keep fighting it. The dead man won't stay dead. We got to keep fighting. He said, but that man has been crucified. And it's been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Oh, that's the hope, isn't it? That's what you hold on to. And you know what I recognize? If I'm taking up the cross of Christ, I better expect persecution. I'm going to expect other crosses to come. I'm going to expect daily individuals who are going to be opposed to my life and opposed to the way that I live. I was asked a question the other day. I'll close with this thing. Well, after the big shooting up in Washington State, someone had asked me, preacher, if someone was going to shoot you because you were a Christian and he was just a crazy man, could you just tell him no? You know what my answer would be now? I would hope he wouldn't have to ask me if I'm a Christian. I pray that I live in such a way he'd know. There's always been the statement, if they were going to put you on trial for being a Christian, there be enough evidence to prosecute you. God pity us if we call ourselves a Christian, but we've not taken up the cross. The cross means I put to death those things that separate me from my God. I have a new life. That means I put away attitudes that hinder me. That means I put away those things that cause me to be selfish. That means I put away those things that cause me to be contrary to God's will, because I am His. There are a lot of people who wear the name Christian, but I want to tell you something. They're not taking up the cross. One thing you'll never find in Scripture is a pattern. It's not convenient to be a Christian. Christianity means I'm convicted by the truth. I'm going to take up the cross of my Lord. I'm going to serve Him. Because what He's done for me and what He promises me as His child, that's the cross I need to bear. So many of the crosses Michael Richardson carries, he doesn't need to carry. I need to put them down and pick up the Lord's. Because that cross will lead me home. If you're here and you need to obey the gospel, we pray you take up the Lord's cross.